Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 28. Today is Saturday, July the 23rd, 2016. It is also my wife's birthday, so we've been given special permission to do this show, because normally I wouldn't be allowed to, and just because of all the stuff that happened this week. I am your host, Stone, and joining me is my co-host, Lita. I'm not enthusiastic, I'm just off-put by the lack of intro, if you're watching the YouTube video. So, Lita, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Happy birthday to Carrie. I hope she's had a really good, fun day, and you guys spoiled her. Mm-hmm.
We did dim sum. She loves it.
Oh, nice.
I eat the barbecue bun, something like that. That's the only thing I'll eat.
Okay.
So... the boys, though, they like shrimp and all that. Like they love the whole thing. So, it's good that they like to eat the range. I've tried stuff. Yeah. I don't like it, but we'll still go because she loves it, right? So, yeah. For sure, it's her birthday. We're going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So it's been a really long time since I've had dim sum, but that sounds really, really nice. So did you have a burger on the way home or something?
No. Nope. No, so right now I'm having my one beer on basically an empty stomach because we ate at...
Excellent.
We finished eating about 2 o'clock. That's about 5 hours ago. I've had a nap. So I'm at half the beer so far.
Excellent.
Just saying. It's going to be one of those shows.
Well, yeah. It's already started out, you know. You had problems with the video to start with, and then we've had a hiccup with the music intro. It is what it is.
It's also plus 33, and it feels like 41. So there's that too. Yeah.
Is that all? Nice.
Really? Yeah. You're probably not even below zero, right? Right?
No, it's like 17 degrees today.
Oh,
it's
my
beautiful.
God. Oh, my
And it's sunny.
That's
it's
t-shirt and shorts.
Absolutely. Oh. I know. It is. Oh, I'm in goodness. A t-shirt and not shorts. But it's absolutely gorgeous today. So I'm very happy. This is good.
I wish
so what's
it could be
Fahrenheit?
Like that all year. I have no idea.
63.
Okay, sure.
63. So, yeah. It's very nice. It's beautiful today. I've got 2 loads of washing done. I've been up since like 4 because, you know, that's what I do.
That's what you do.
That's what I do. Yeah, exactly. So I've done like 2 massive loads of washing, and I've been so industrious and getting things done that, yeah, I'm probably going to crash and burn real soon.
Oh, boy.
Yay!
Oh, So,
all right, let's talk about stuff.
So, what did you
yes.
do this week? So, okay, all right. So, let me play this bumper, because we have it.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay. So, guess what happened this week?
Something happened this week?
Yeah, apparently. So it turned the lives of all of the Iron Men and Bloodthirsty and Pacifists upside down. Turned my life upside down. And the pre-patch has landed. So just like it was leaked on MMO Champ way back when, and we kind of went with that, and it's true. So it came out July 19th for the U.S., servers, which is also Lita's stuff, right? It's yours. and yep. July 20th, the next day, for the EU. So I wanted to go over the timeline of what happened, because mm-hmm. at first I was thinking things were good, and then no. Okay. So the timeline. We started doing our full character update around midnight on July 19th, because when they announced that the patch was going to start at around, I think they said 8 or 9 a.m. my time, I said, okay, let me do it around midnight, because at least I can go to sleep. When I wake up, it will be done, and we can get going, right? And yeah. Then it's just waiting for it to get back up.
Mm.
So basically, I didn't take down the entire website. I only removed the power to add characters or do a date. I just thought, you know, well, I figured out how to do it really quickly, so I'm like, okay, I mm-hmm. can just flip a flag on my side, and now nobody can do XYZ, but they can still see stuff, which is good. I'd rather them be able to look at the lists versus just seeing a stupid logo there saying, down. You know, yeah. It's not really good.
Okay.
So, one of the things that was really good, but kind of took me off guard, was that the servers came back up 2.5 hours early. And, you know, that's awesome as a player, because it's like, oh man, that means that Blizzard is like, they're like on top of everything. Like, they've been able to apply all of their changes with like a minimal amount of time having the servers down, right? Which is good. For me, I wasn't planning on that. I was planning on them being on time or later. So, you know, I had plans with the kids and all this stuff, and, you know, I was going to take them outside, but actually that day was actually pretty hot out. So, websites, when the servers came back up, I put the kids on the computers and said, go in front of a screen. So I let the screens babysit them. They're like 10 feet away from me. I can see them. So it wasn't too bad. They were being really quiet. So I took the chance to log in, look at the changes that were made to the API, which is what we live on. Basically, it tells us everything that we need to know about a character. Sometimes it doesn't have as much info as we'd like, but we take what we can get. So I had to go look at, see what had changed, and there were some changes. It's just, there weren't tons of structural changes, so it meant that where I pull my information from didn't have to change, but because they did make a few changes, I did have to go through each line just to make sure that we're still okay. Only took a couple hours, and honestly, I thought it was going to be more, because I thought it was going to be a complete and so things were good. And I brought, and so I made the changes, I uploaded them, I tested, I checked to see if flags are still green and all that stuff. And then people began reporting a new feature that was not announced. Nobody announced this. It was not even on the PTR. From what we saw, we never saw it, okay? Classes, so some characters and some classes were sent blue weapons. Okay, this is new. This is completely new. I understand why they were sent. The problem is,
so like the hunter with the what is it, survival spec?
Yeah,
they got
just to make sure that they had a melee weapon, because it makes sense, you know, like.
Yeah.
What would you do if you logged in on your hunter and you wanted to play that class, but you still only have a bow? Right? And now you're like, well, now I need to go farm a melee weapon. I can't just go I can't just start to play, right? I've got to go find one, right? And Blizzard kind of wants them to go play. I completely understand. I think it's good as a player. Great. For us, not so good. Because some of the characters had the weapons equipped on login. Which means Blizzard auto-equipped them. We saw some characters get the weapons sent to them by mail. Great, because then you don't have to put these things on. But other characters had them equipped. And I tested this out on two of my characters. So we're not sure why some characters got them and others did not. I had two of my auction house characters. Both of them are warriors. Each of them had no weapons put on, okay? Both have no gear, so they're completely nude, which that's how I can look at. So that's how I can tell at a quick glance, this is my auction character. When I logged in, one of them had the weapons equipped on login, the other did not. What's the difference here? From what I could see, there was none. So
what classes have you got?
They were warriors. They're both.
So they're both warriors.
Yeah.
Okay. So and they're both the same faction or different faction?
One was Horde, one was Alliance.
Okay. So which one had the one equipped?
Horde.
Oh.
Exactly. There is no rhyme or reason. Into it. I am sure on the back end of things, there is. But from what we can tell, there was not. The weapons were sent to any class that had a weapon change. Okay, so Poikel asked, are they the same spec? And I'd say, yes, they were, because I had not picked a spec. So they both got put into Fury. And when you're put into Fury, the one auction house character was equipped with with dual two-handed axes. And the other character was not. There's no rhyme or reason to it. So basically, this did apply to any class that had a weapon change. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So melee hunters... Frost Death Knights, because now you are forced to go dual wield. Dual wield monks and dual wield warriors. I think they're forcing Fury to go that route, right? I'm not 100% on that, but those seem to be the four specs that got them. I could be wrong. I have not heard of priests, mages, you know, that stuff, getting the blue gear. Might, if you didn't have anything equipped, maybe you would have gotten something, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you had it auto-equipped. Another thing that we discovered was the Brunhild... Darbo and the axe are the one that's really loved by hunters. Had been turned
the one in Stone Peaks that you go to the vendor to get.
Well, you've got to get the rep first, right? And then you can go get it, right? It had been turned green, all the hunters basically that use this bow are going to get flagged, right? And that's. I mean, okay, so anyway, we'll talk about this after, okay, so as we go on. So that was one thing that we found out, was that all these things had been turned from white to green, and we assume it's for transmogging, which makes sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was that we didn't know, and... We're not necessarily going to go and earn rep in in to go find out if certain things turn green. We did not go through Owlhead just to go see if things turned green or not. It's just, we just didn't do it because we didn't think that these things would turn green. I mean, I guess we should have, but you live and you learn. I guess maybe for next time we will check. So basically, folks that logged in with that on would get flagged. I don't think it's particularly fair to be flagged due to a pre-patch. Like, because, you know, I've made my notes here, right? And I'm reading off my notes just to remind myself. We already have to worry about getting kicked offline. We already have to worry about bugs. I don't think it's particularly fair to flag a character because of a pre-patch turning gear green or getting blue gear sent to you and getting put on you without you even being logged in. That's not fair. Usually in the case of somebody saying, well, I accidentally equipped, sorry, I'm not going to reverse that flag because you actually made the action, okay?
Yeah.
If they said, you know, I died to a bug, this is something that we already know that we're not going to worry about. This is something that is part of the, you know, game. I just felt that for you to log in, I mean, you could be a level 90 or something, right? And you've worked so hard, and now you're flagged because we got into a new patch. It's just, you know, no. So I basically wrote some code to make a one-time run for exceptions for anybody that had a character listed on our website. It took about 4 to 5 hours to run. Because, you know, it's got to ping every character, right? Basically, those characters have had exceptions made. And, now I see the donut of death again on Twitch. I don't understand. Anyways, we're just going to carry on. And it is what it is. I'm still recording. So, basically, it should be okay. I did notice that monks on the initial run, for some reason, it didn't pick up that they had rares. I don't know why, but I made another quick check on those ones, and I fixed those ones. So that one took like a minute. But I don't think it's going to be 100% done. You know, so if you do notice that you got flagged because of having the blue things equipped, or if you had the green bow on or the green axe now, because some people like to use the axe, right? And so if you got flagged and it's because of that, let me know and I will go check it out. So that's the timeline of everything. Basically, once we ran that, I did another run to completely refresh all characters because people had been playing. And by the afternoon of July 20th, we were back online. So characters that are new right now should not have had blue equipped. Mm-hmm. There should be no need to make an exception as far as we know. Okay. So there was a lot of changes that happened. Would you like to hear about them? Lita. Yes.
If I say no,
if you say no, we're just going to go now and I'll just finish the rest of my beer. Would this violate a clean tag?
Yes. Like, tell me, Stone, what was the changes? Because half of these, I'm like, I have no clue. This is stuff I haven't even paid attention to yet. So, yes.
Okay. You know how we always tell people, well, people come to me and say, oh my god, it shows that I've completed 67 dungeons and I've never done one. I'm only level 10. What's up with that? It's like, did you set the display only character achievements to others option? Yes, I did. Did you log out? And then now, oh, it works now. Yeah. Okay, so that one, that moved, and and I didn't know it moved. So when I went to that display pane, I almost died because I was like, oh, they took it out. What am I going to do? Oh, no. What am I going to do? That by itself, to be honest, could mean the end of tracking.
Yeah.
It could mean the end of accurate tracking. We did have it before without having that option. But it was, I looked at the code that was there and it was wonky. Like it was real, real wonky. And okay. A lot of scraping, and scraping's not cool. I don't really like it. So if you don't know what scraping is, it's okay. So it's not gone. It moved to the social settings tab.
Okay.
And I only found it because I was clicking around. I'm like, oh my god, there it is. Thank you. Because I was throwing my hat, man. I was like, okay. I really don't want to scrape because scraping sucks. So scraping is you go load up the website and you take the info off of the website. And if the website owner makes a single change, it throws everything off and you got to find out where that change was made. And it's horrible. So the other thing, the biggest change is spec changes. Okay. So, basically everybody now has a spec, and when you logged in, you were put into a spec. Now we tried to do research on which would be the default spec that you would have. And, for the most part, we were right. Like it was what we saw. In other cases, it was not. For instance, Warrior seems to now have the default spec of Fury, and not Arms, which I thought was kind of strange. But I kind of like Fury being the default spec because you get more characters in there and hack and slash with two big swords and stuff like that. It's awesome. So. One thing that we were looking for is a method of tracking specs. And from what I can see, it's not in the API at all and not in the character stats and not in the achievements either. So basically the rule is right now, until we can get a method of trying to track a spec, because of that, I'm going to have another drink of beer. Great. Oh, track a spec. So, as soon as we can find a way to track a spec, we will go to the one spec rule, where you basically pick your back and go. There is a way that we can get around it where we could say you can only level your character at level 10. Okay. And then say that, you have to always be logged out in whichever specialization that you signed up with. But it still doesn't track if you're logged in and changing specs. As long as you log out with the spec that you listed as, you know, we can't tell, right? So I thought, you know what, just end the spec right now. And, you know, Blizzard knows. I've asked them multiple times, you know, just a method of saying number of changes made, right? And then and then we can move from there. But there's nothing. So for now, it is you can change your specialization anytime you want. Talent selection. So one of the things that happened is Blizzard removed the confirmation of selecting a talent. So now when you pick a talent, as soon as you click it, you have it.
Yep.
And there is no way to unselect it. So once it's selected, you are red flagged, and that's going to be it. Okay. So be very careful. When I'm logged in on a character that I haven't picked any talent, I see that the little thing down on the bottom of my screen saying, you need to pick a talent, you know? And no, I don't want to. And you have to deal with that boss now. So I kind of equate this with the accidentally equipping green gear. It's an accident, yes, but once you do it, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So please beware.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Okay, one other thing that I kind of knew about, but we never really talked about. We knew glyphs were going to go away. They had said it for a while. They said, yeah, glyphs are gone. The only glyphs that you'll have now are minor glyphs, right? But the glyph tab itself, like where you actually show the screen, that's gone. And
yeah,
from what we can see, all the glyphs are now cosmetic or visual. So basically, we're going to allow glyphs because, well, if they don't give you a boost in game, there's no big deal then. There was one glyph that kind of popped up that reduced the energy needed on Warrior Sunder. However, I actually asked Perculia, if I'm saying her name wrong, I'm sorry. Basically, Perculia. She works for Wowhead as their data mining person, right? So she's in there with everything. So she checked things out. And she believes that it's actually just a test one. And so we're going to be looking for this in the game. As far as we can see that it's not there, but if people see it, let me know. But basically, glyphs are allowed because it basically it doesn't help you. So, sure. Okay, so transmog happened. Unfortunately, we're still not allowed to transmog onto white gear because they just are not soul bound, right? If it's a white gear that is soul bound, which they do exist, you still can't transmog on to it. So I'm kind of hoping that Blizzard will change it to at least like say, hey, give us the power to transmog onto gray or white gear and make it soul bound once it's done. And, you know, great.
Mm.
But besides that, yes, they didn't change it from what we saw in test. Dang, I was kind of hoping that they would have slipped that one in. The other thing was green plus shirts and tabards. So you'll notice that some of your white shirts and white tabards change to green.
Pretty much a lot of the big stuff, like the tuxedo stuff, the purple shirt, and just the standard guild tabard, like not the guild, the blue and the purple one,
nope,
the just standard
regular one.
One that has always been white is now green.
Well, and I can understand they want it for transmogging. That's completely fine. As a player, I understand. As a member of this group, it's frustrating. because now I gotta make another exception, right? You know, so
yeah.
Okay, so don't worry about your characters logging in with green shirts, green tabards, blue shirt, okay, any kind of tabard or shirt, which actually tabards are an exception, but any kind of shirts and tabards, you'll be fine, I hope. If you get flagged because of that, let me know. I will go and fix it. But one of the things that is kind of awesome about making these changes and making these exceptions is that if you have one of these green things on, it's best to keep it on. If you remove
this could be bad.
It could lead to a false red flag.
Don't tell me that.
You know, to be honest, as long as you put on a different green shirt, then you're fine. Okay? So, let me know if you get yourself flagged because of this. Let me know. Okay? One of the things that was brought up again was that we do not allow the blue tabards that allow you to transport yourself to certain areas. So, the one for the Argent Dawn, an Argent Crusade, like the Argent Tournament. There we go. The one for... what's it called? The Cataclysm... Winter Grasp. What was that zone called? Where it was like a prison? Tol Barad. Okay, so the prison area, yeah. So the tabards that you can earn...
Mm-hmm.
That will transport you there are not allowed. And we do have that up on the website. It's been there for a while. It's like buzzing right in my face, I swear. Drop kick this
that
thing.
Was the funniest thing. Wow.
So I believe that, you know, I think we had talked about it before. That why should we disallow it if you can actually earn it on your iron? I don't know. I think we talked about not doing an exception on it and just sure if you can earn it, fine. But then I think it's only like a transport and it's like 15 minutes or half hour. I can't remember which, but or is it 4 hours even? I mean, if it's 4 hours, then who cares? But. It's kind of like, you know, if we allow that, I mean, and people can earn buying a glider, right? But we say that's not allowed. The difference, I know there's a big, big difference because a glider can save you from death, right? If you're going to fall, you can pop that thing on and you're safe.
Yeah.
The hearth, I guess, from the tabard... not necessarily could save you from death, right? Maybe if you find yourself in a bad spot and you can get into an area where there's nobody trying to hit you and you can't fly away or something, sure.
Yeah.
But, so I think that's something that's going to be discussed on the forums, I think, maybe. Oh, wow, I'm just looking at Twitch and I just caught up with the fruit fly. That's awesome. Fantastic. Great.
Nice.
And I take a drink of beer. Great. Okay. Awesome. So that's it for the changes. I'm not talking about the weapon because that's not in yet. Just as a warning, I do expect that starting, I guess, after our 1 year anniversary show, that the site could be down because when Legion goes live, one would assume everything's already there, right? Now, if they do a maintenance, right? Because August 30th, is that a Tuesday? Maybe? Possibly?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes, it's Tuesday.
Right, so they could do a maintenance to make sure that everything's good to go on their side, And then when everything comes up, the new Legion things are up and running, and we all rush in like lemmings and, you know, all that stuff. And we break the servers and all that stuff, which is okay. But I think during that time, the site, I'll probably do the same thing. I'm not going to do like a full sweep of characters, but I will take the site offline when Blizzard takes their site offline, or takes their realms offline, so that when it comes back on, I can see if they've deployed any API changes, and hopefully they will give us a method to track spec changes, because I really, really want to be able to have lists of who was the first Fury Warrior, who was the first Frost Mage, that like that, because I think that's, I don't know, I think it's cool. So just as a heads up, around August 30th, I'm probably just going to remove the power to add or refresh your character. And once I have a look at the API and there's no changes to it, then I'll bring everything back up. And that's it for news, I guess. I've kind of heard from some people that having spec changes has made the challenge super easy. So I've heard of a hunter, I think it was a hunter, basically two-shotting a character that was 5 levels higher than it. So it was like a level 62 character going into Netherstorm and killing a level 67 character. However, that's a hunter. And, you know, then there's other people that have died. So people are still going to die. And I would say that if you are having fun, continue to have fun. We're going to do our best to make this hard. We can only do what we can with what Blizzard gives us. Okay.
Well, that's true.
You know, and we're not even into Legion stuff yet. So I kind of expected it to be easy up until you get to the higher levels, which I kind of think is a good thing and bad thing, because I think it's a good thing because people are going to be like, oh, I can do this. Yay. And we're going to get more people to try it. I think it's going to be a bad thing because when people get up high and then they die at like level 103 or something, they'll be like, I'm not trying this again because this is baloney. I'm not spending so much time to get up that high and then die, right? So it's a mixed bag, I think. So basically, I just want to say here, Viendel, you really feel the specs on my level 44 warrior. I can still take on 4 mobs above my level and get out alive. I think you know where they said that they were going to decrease the damage that mobs did. That they were going to increase the damage that mobs did, but from the level 1 to 20 range. I kind of have a feeling maybe that stuff didn't go through. Like, it didn't get applied to the PTR stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, because it just feels like I didn't think specs were going to be that much of a difference. I think this is beyond specs. I think this is more of a buff. I think they've nerfed mobs, and I think they've made characters stronger so that when people are trying to level up a character, they can.
And do it quickly.
And do it relatively quickly, right?
Yeah.
And well, because they.
Even for people without heirlooms. Like if you're playing a normal tune, because you might have people coming back to the game who haven't played in a long time, have gone to see the movie.
Yep.
And all of that. So maybe they have.
I kind of feel it's beyond spec changes. challenges, because those are supposed to be more of a toolkit, right? And having a toolkit is having a larger tool kit is great. Mm. However, it doesn't let you take on 4-on-1 and not need to really worry so much. And it doesn't, I mean, having a larger toolkit doesn't let you 2 or 3 shot a mob that's 5 levels higher. This is a buff. And you know what? I never really thought about this until now that I'm beginning to speak about it, is that it really does feel like a buff. And it's not a buff that you can click off or in anything like that. So I don't think blaming spec changes is really the way to go, because those is just getting more tools versus getting stronger, which is more of a code thing in behind the game, right?
Mm.
So other than that, I guess that's the news.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we've got site news as well. Obviously, there's been a lot of site news with, you know, all the work that you've had to do.
Okay.
Which is fantastic. And we all appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yep.
But what's Bloodthirsty? Okay. So what's happened with Bloodthirsty?
So I decided that when the server was going to come back up, I was like, oh, you know what would be cool? I was talking about this before. It would be cool if you could hover over your character and see how many quests that you actually did compared to how many you're allowed to do. I'm like, oh yeah, that would be cool to have, and I just never did it. So I did it. It's not that hard to do. It's just I did it. Okay. So my initial run at this was to pull all the quests completed as per Blizzard quests completed, not the statistic, because they are two completely different things. So I wanted to thank Brittle Iron, Iron Man Path, and Denise for pointing out that the quest completed is off and it was wrong. So my initial run at pulling the quest completed was wrong. Basically, it worked out that there's about 24 extra quests there. And basically how I found that out was that I created a character, and it began at 52 quests. So, and that's not the quest completed. Okay. So this is from, you know, hitting Y and then you go hit statistics. It's right there. Mm-hmm. And overall, when I hit level 10, and I could go check my info on the API, Blizzard showed that I had an extra 24 quests. And what those quests are the pet battle quests from the other faction.
Yeah. Oh, what?
From the other faction. Yes.
What?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
So you're basically getting credit for the Horde quests if you're running Alliance, and, you know, and getting Alliance credit for, you know, for those quests if you're running Horde. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Wow. So basically I'm like, yeah, that's not fair. And we did not account for those quests. We definitely accounted for 50 plus quests. Okay. Yeah. So basically now I've changed it so that we are pulling from the statistics quest completed and not the Blizzard character quest completed that you don't see unless you pull the info out through an app or something. So that was fun, and I'm just going to go into the next thing. So, and because it's related, basically, remember back in May and June where I said that the quest cap was going to be changed to 150 instead of 300? Mm-hmm. So apparently Bloodthirsty's new ones were still being shown 300, which is awesome. And this is completely my fault. I don't know how I made this mistake, but I did. It was on my side, so I fixed it. And people are back at 150 if they need to be. So okay, that's a thing.
I've just scrolled over my Bloodthirsty and it says she's so at, many out of 300.
And is she new?
No, she's old.
Okay, so that's fine. If you if your character was created before June 1st, you're still at 300 or 135 if you're a Death Knight. If you're June 1 or old or newer, you're at 150. And if you're not, let me know, and I'll fix it. But I'm pretty sure I fixed it, because I tested it on a few characters, and it ran with the job overnight, and it should have caught everybody.
Yep. Wow, I'm 74 out of 300.
Yeah. Well, you can still apply the 150. I know some people that are like, well, if it's now 150, even though I'm allowed to do three, I'm going to do 150. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm not, you know, if you want to do that, that's cool.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's cool, man. It's cool. So
it's cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Mm. Yeah, I see some newbies there with the so with many 150? Quests out of 150. Okay. All right. Cool. That sounds good. Bloodthirsty. Interesting. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to see how that plays out. I think I'm going to kill my druid off. I've got a bad feeling I'm going to die on the druid, but anyway, we'll see. What else have we got? Demon Hunters? What's happening with that?
In Legion. Okay.
Okay.
So, we will be tracking the Demon Hunters in Legion for Iron Man, but it's going to be on a completely separate list, just like we have Death Knights, because they're starting at level 98, and the level cap is only 12 levels higher. So, they're not going to be appearing on the main list.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to be appearing on the front page top 10, top 25. They're going to be in a completely separate list. One thing is that we are not going to be tracking them for Bloodthirsty right now. We could create a separate list. However, you know, I don't think that there's enough participation in Bloodthirsty to warrant a separate list. It's not a big deal to do. It's just I'm looking at website realist date and stuff. So I'm looking at what we're going to offer on the website and things like that, right? Eventually we will. Just not right now, because if I do Demon Hunters on a separate Bloodthirsty list, I'll likely put Death Knights over. And I almost did that already, because when we first began Bloodthirsty, everyone's rolling a Death Knight because they already started at level 55. My speech is horrible. And usually the beer is actually, it usually helps it. That's why I've been drinking. But anyways. So I'm sure we're going to add it, just not right now. I want to see how everything else works out. It's just not at the top of the list.
Well, that's fine, because they're not in yet. So why, you know.
Yep.
So I think that's fair. And you've got enough stuff to do right at the moment with the pre-patch and getting everything ready for when Legion actually goes live as well. So, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. So that's all I have. That's it. I'm done talking for a while.
Okay.
Yay.
You done talking for a moment. I will do the state of the challenges for this week anyway. Yeah. So, we've got a list. All right, so let's do the state of the challenges. And for Iron Man, we have got Beaten to Death. Is 75. The Frostiest hit 77. Ilona, I'm assuming Ilona, 77. Iron Man is 86. 67 is 87. Iron We Lost is 89. Discord Kitty is 91. Tani hit 93. Nandru 94 and Never Died H is 94. Nice work, guys. That's awesome. All right, Bloodthirsties, let's have a look. We've got Eversmash at 31. Tenny is at 36. Ash Mortal hit level 40. Good Ash. Soul Fully is 41. Iron Man Faf is 43. Never Died Blood is 45. Frenzia is 47. Blood Mooney hit 49. Vesena hit 60. And Bloody Katang hit level 80. Hey?
Your favorite.
Yeah, I love that name. I think that's awesome. Alrighty, and pacifists. Here we go. We've got Flower Child, 64, RIP. No, was that a death or was that a kill?
Okay, so when we pick up changes and stuff, sometimes we don't pick up deaths, right? It depends on how quickly the person deletes the character and re-rolls. Right. So what we saw was Flower Child went from level 64, suddenly is now level 11. So we have to assume that they died or got flagged. I would assume died. Let's just say died because it's more noble that way. Yeah. So, sorry.
Wow. But they're now back to level 11. Okay. Alrighty. So next one is Peace Dream at 14.
Have you been drinking?
And they were a death. Yep. R.I.P.
Yep. Have you been drinking?
I haven't been drinking. I've been drinking coffee, but I think the coffee's a bit weird.
Have fun with this next name.
Yeah. Daedreka is 14, and they rest in peace. I don't know if I got that right. I probably didn't. I apologize.
I wouldn't do any better. So.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, next one is High Five. Oh, I like that. Is 15. Ash Piece 2 is 17. Go, Ash. He's doing really well.
Is that a Shao?
That's a Shao, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Peaceful Pally hit 23 and is flagged with 2 kills. Huey Hamster hit 35.
Huey.
Peace Nicker. I like that one too. Peace Nicker hit 36. In Apt Iron hit 51 and Serenella hit 55.
Congrats.
Wow, congrats. There's lots of good work this week. Commiserations on everyone we lost, though.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them really, well, all of them were pacifists this week.
Yeah,
wow. You guys just amaze me. 55.
So I also did change the top 10 to actually pull a real top 10 versus a top 10 by level, right? You know, so so that's why we dipped into the level 20s and so. I'm probably going to keep it like this from now on.
To see who's actually leveling
us. Just to see top 10 versus having a level. I think that's a little bit better.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I like it because you get to see that people are, you know, people are moving and slowly making their way up the ladder, which is good. All right. Stone, let's talk about what have you done
we did this week.
What's your week been other than
it's just been website stuff. It's just been code. Taking my breaks where I can, but trying to get as much as done as quick as I can because I know people are using the site. They want to do it, so I want to.
Yep.
Got to get it up. Got to get it up. Wow. Does that violate the clean tag? I guess it does
just
now.
Don't say
right?
anything and
I guess
keep
it does now.
Going, it's
yes.
fine.
So I got to get the site up. Yes. So it's been pretty much code work and taking rest where I can. And I did level up. It wasn't really an iron or anything, but I just leveled up a quick dwarf hunter. And somebody gave me crap because I didn't level up a gnome as a hunter. character because I don't know. I just like dwarves. I never even thought of them, the gnome. So I leveled one up to level 10 pretty quick. I put on all my heirlooms and stuff just to test out the quests completed. And I just thought it was so weird seeing it was 52 to start. So as soon as I completed my first quest, I got my, hey, you've completed 50 quests.
Oh, like, of course, because normally... Like,
that's awesome.
Well, normally I'm at least 3 or 5 quests in before I get that, so... Oh,
okay. Yeah, I don't know. So that's pretty much all I did. I honestly don't... I'm going to be more focused on code and sight stuff versus playing irons and stuff like that, because right now when I'm playing, I haven't even done my mountain runs this week. I just haven't. And
well, the patches on, I mean, the patches dropped, to get everything.
So I'm gonna be
and
focused.
Again, we appreciate that. It's an amazing job that you do, so we all thank you very much for doing that.
Right, time to get a new co-host. So
what?
Stop.
I missed that. Thank goodness I missed that. I have no idea. I'll have to watch it back.
Oh no. don't watch it.
Whatever.
Whatever. So yeah, sure. I'm probably not gonna be doing iron stuff for quite a while, maybe until after Legion has actually hit, and probably not even maybe a month or so after that, because it's really important for me right now to make sure the site is operating as expected and people are not being flagged wrong.
No, right? That's fair enough. We understand again, that. You do what you need to do.
If people are seeing stuff, please let me know.
People are people.
Yeah. And because just, you people know... Well, because when Brittle Iron had first said his wife, Pixie... had like so many quests done, I was like, yeah, well, we're taking it from the quest completed, so it's okay, right? And then Iron Man Path had another post, and Brittle replied saying, more or less, you know, no, something's off, right? So I'm like, okay, so that's why I went to go level up a character. So if you really think there are things off, and I'm saying no, you know, let me know why you think it's off, like, you know, and then we'll go check things out. Now, after I check things out, you know, I think that's pretty much going to be it. But, you know, it's just, you know, I'm glad that he was persistent, because I would hate for an extra 24 quests or so and change to be applied to somebody when it shouldn't be.
That's
not fair. Right. Yep. So and
no, that's fair.
We want it to be fair for everyone. So, So, what did you do this week since the patch?
Well, I challenge wise. So, I spent I don't even know how many hours logging into my toons, and I had decided early on that I wasn't gonna turn. Log into my main iron or my main bloodthirsty for the moment. I thought that's okay. I'll just get all the rest organized, all the other little, you know, normals and my normal challenges that I've got all around the place, because I've got heaps. So I logged into a bloodthirsty. So it's my second bloodthirsty. I think I'm only running two. I've got my main one, which is my druid, and I've got a second one, which is I can't remember if she's a pally or a chamois. I think she's a chamois. I can't remember. Anyway, I logged into her and I was at the bank in Draenei, what's the Draenei starting?
Exodus.
The main Exodus, thank you. And I was like, oh, okay. Why has she got 2 blue weapons? No! I literally had a heart attack and was like, stripped them off. And then I looked at my tabard and went, the tabard's green. No, even though I had logged onto, by this stage, probably about 40 other tunes before I got to these ones, that I, all of a sudden, it clicked yeah. that the guild tabard was no longer white, and I just about had a complete meltdown. I was like, no! I mean, I can't even remember what level. She's like level 10 or 11. So it's not like if I have to delete her, but it was just that whole, you know, that, what? So I stripped her. So I just took the tabard off. I was like, took the weapons off, took the tabard on, and just stood there and went, log out. Just, there's nothing else you can do. I'll talk to Stone. So I was like, okay, that's fine. The other challenge tune, so this was the Draenei. That's what I had on her. Now, when I logged into my other challenge tunes and they're all the little levels, there was no other tune. As I said, I have not checked the two ones that are classed as my main challenge tunes at the moment. Mm-hmm. I've not checked them. But the other tunes, everyone else was fine. Yes, some certainly got a, you know, a blue weapon in the mail, which that's okay. I just took it off, put it in their bag or in the bank, and I was like, that's fine, not a problem. But no one else had anything equipped.
Good.
So I was like, good. Okay, all right. See, well,
I'm not sure what the logic there was.
I don't know either, so... But she still had the Draenei still had a weapon in her bag. So it must have been the weapon that I had. Mm-hmm. And they've given me the two one-handers or whatever it was. So I was like, okay, why didn't you just mail this to me?
Yeah, why
did you? Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, like. We saw it where a person would have a normal weapon equipped, and when they logged in, that weapon was in their bag, and they had the two blue ones on. And it's like, what?
Yeah. Like,
what's going on?
So it was scary, and I think I sent you a message with that.
Yep. What's going on? I'm like, don't worry.
When you woke up bright and early, and you're like, Lita's
freaking out.
So, but other than that, at this stage, I have, and I will go and check my level 60 iron at some stage.
Well, you shouldn't
I'm not
worry.
Doing it live because I will literally cry if there Why? Is something it's okay. wrong.
No, you will be fine. You so should be fine.
I'll go
fine.
And check her, and I'll check the druid out for the bloodthirsty to see how they've gone. I suppose I really just want to see if I get any extra appearance stuff in my appearance tab.
Sure.
That's the main thing, you know. This is why I do these things. Hence, I have heaps of tunes.
You're a completionist. You're a completionist.
I am, and I tell you what, I'm doing tab outs at the moment.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, no. I'm gonna have them all. I'm telling you, it's very exciting. So, but other than that, I've not played them because I've not had time. It's just been trying to set up my main girls to
absolutely,
you know, and coping with the, especially as my main's a warlock, dealing with the warlock changes was like, whoa. Whoa in a good way and whoa in a, oh my, what have you done to me? So it's been a very mixed week. Like, I love it, but at the same stage, I'm also kind of like going, god damn, this extraness that's going on. Like, my OCD is through the roof and it's like mile high at the moment. It's just crazy. So there's so much to do, but we will see. I will let you know when I do log into them how they go. So everyone, good luck, and don't have a heart failure when you log into your tune. Yep. Like, Stone and I obviously already have But yes, but it's good to see so many people have been leveling this week. That's really good. So congratulations again to our state of the challenges. Now let's go on to chit chat. Do you want to bring up some of the stuff the chat room has said before that we were talking about the specs with the warrior before we get into the email?
Sure. Which part? I'm looking at the chat.
Had said, because we were talking about the warrior and you'd made mention about, so what was it, warriors of fury is their base
it looks like it at low level, even though during testing it was supposed to be arms.
And Viendel had said that they were taking on, you know, four mobs above their level and they were getting out alive. It also had said that if I don't use any skills the spec give me, I would have a pretty hard time. So I think that was just mentioning about the fact that with this,
having
with
the tools, spec, yeah,
it is arms.
So
okay.
It's arms. Well, it might be arms, but it's weird because on my auction house characters, I'm actually in fury. So I'm kind of wondering if maybe they made it a random thing between arms and fury, or, you know, maybe they didn't make it only arms and maybe they put some characters in at fury. It's really strange. So
after pre-patch and needed a two-handed sword for my skills. Right.
Yeah.
He did mention it, and I thought this was interesting. It would be nice to have people locked on one spec. Like, some specs are still hard, but others are stronger than hunters.
Sure. I agree. I completely agree. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, but that is such a... You can basically not abide by a rule. That's a big one. That's a huge one that you can get around, and I don't see a point to trying to put that rule in. I mean, it's a great rule to use. I mean, once we can track it. Yeah, and but once we can track it, then we're going that way. This is what and you know, this is what people wanted, right? Mm-hmm. So I had put up a poll to say, you know, if we can track it, what would you like? Would you like one change, like 5, 10, up to like a certain level? Mm-hmm. And having one change, one, it came out on top. So
on top, yeah. And I must admit, I would agree with that. Angel Denise 55 in the chat room says, I think having specs will let people branch out on different classes. Like right now, there are very few clothies about level 30 on Bloodthirsty. So, I mean, I suppose that is. Yep. It opens it up to getting a feel for the classes with the different spec. So, it'll be interesting to see. I haven't even thought about all of my tunes, like what I'm going to do with my challenge tunes, whether I'm just gonna at the moment stay with what I'm given, because I haven't even got to that point. I'm still dealing with the normal tunes. I'm still dealing with my main and coming to grips with that. So I've got to get my head around it. It's just having time to sit down and do it. All right, well, thank you, chat room too. We do appreciate the awesome discussion and the information that you guys give us live, which is great. So we'll go on to chit chat now that we're here. This is where we get emails and tweets and information on Facebook and anywhere that you just want to, you know, share your tips, your tricks, tell us about potential disastrous areas, quests, and all those kind of things. So we did get an email from Matthew this week, and he said, hi, to whomever it concerns. I have been trying to do the WoW Iron Man challenge, but every time I do it, some person fuffs me for no apparent reason, which disqualifies me from the challenge, and no matter what I say or do, some random person buffs me when I do not want buffing. So can you not put a rule in that still allows you to do the Iron Man challenge on WoW as long as you knock off the buff that some person has placed upon you? Otherwise, I am never going to be able to complete the Iron Man challenge because of this, and it is really annoying. Yours sincerely, Matthew. Yeah. Well.
So, I feel bad for him, but we've always said, as soon as somebody buffs you, just click it off and you're fine.
Click it off.
Yeah.
It doesn't disqualify you.
No, I've already replied to him, saying, just right click it off and you're fine. But it kind of makes me annoying, a little bit.
And some people, there are some people out in, when you're playing in the world, I've come across a couple of people who, admittedly, I do have iron or blood in most of my tunes that I do, make. So every now and again, I will get someone who will be like, oh, you're an Iron Man? Yeah. And I'll be like, yes. And I'll be like, oh, sorry, I just buffed you. And I didn't, and I got I would get a buff, what is it? The druid buff. And it was like, oh, I didn't even notice. They'd just put it on. But I must have been like reading a quest and wasn't really noticing that someone had put on. And then the person was talking to me and I was like, oh, someone's talking to me. So I better pay attention. Oh, they gave me a buff. Okay, I better turn it off. So it was actually through them talking. Otherwise, I wouldn't have, noticed it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that will also go, why are you running around in white? Like, you can go get... So I was like, I'm a challenge toon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's a challenge toon? Then you explain. They're like, oh, okay. Good luck. So, it's... I suppose it's just letting people know, getting...
Well,
the word out there in a way that you can say, hey, appreciate, thank you for the buff, that's really kind, however I am a challenge toon, I cannot use a buff, blah blah blah, thank you, but please in future don't do it. However, they've removed all buffs.
What do you mean they've removed all buffs?
Well, there is no druid buff.
Well, there's no
druid buff. Warlock buff.
What, really?
Yeah. Oh, there's sweet. No buffs.
There's no buffs anymore? Like,
nope,
Mark of the Wild's gone. So
we were having a chat about this.
Kings
last
is gone.
Night,
Blessing of Might or whatever is gone.
I haven't looked at the pally, but I was talking with Wingy and Asheo last night because it was just like, I've got no. Well, in my spec, I am running Destro on that. There was no, the little. Warlock buff that I did have. So, and Ash was saying on his druid, his main druid, he didn't, there was no, not that, that druid buff anymore. Okay. So looks like buffs are gone.
Am I Death Knight? I don't have Horn of Winter, which is the attack power buff, right? Mm. So I did want to point out though that it's in the FAQ. It's like item number one. Okay. Am I allowed to get buffs from other players? No. If another player buffs you, simply right-click the buff off. The only buff you're allowed are ones that you can cast on yourself. So I know that Matthew's email came pre-patch.
Yeah.
So we will... it'll be interesting. It'll be good to see... Viandel is saying you can get buffs from quest mobs, so if you don't do the challenge, you can still get a buff for raiding from quests then. So Angel Denise is saying priest buff seems to be gone as well. So yeah, it looks like all buffs are like, see ya.
Yeah, so that was a bit of...
interesting.
Whoa!
Well, that makes it easier for us. We just say, no buffs.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah.
Which is
that's cool. So I'll get on with
the
next one.
But thank you for the email. Absolutely. We do appreciate it, so thank you.
Yeah.
Alrighty, next one.
I got lots of email and forum posts and Facebook posts of basically, and I'm going to paraphrase this, OMG, I have a spec. I logged in and I have a spec. I never picked a spec, but I have a spec now. Am I disqualified? And to every one of those people, I answered no. Specs are now part of Legion. You are allowed to change between whichever spec you want. We've been talking about it for a while. I understand we don't have it in the FAQ, but it is in the rules now. I did update the rules when we went in, when we were down for the pre-patch stuff. So, yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah. But
a lot of people.
But it's good that they're asking.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind to say, no, no, you're fine, because this is a new change and everybody's got it trained in their brain. No specs. Yeah. It's just one of those things, right? Now we've got to learn. You're insane in the membrane.
I am too.
Now we just got to learn that it's okay, right?
Yeah. And it's all, I suppose the whole thing with the pre-patch and leading into Legion, this does give us a bit of time to, you know, I would like to, before Legion hits, sit down and be able to have a bit of a play on my challenge tunes to find out, you know, how things are going. I kind of feel like that will also help me with my 100. So by playing the lower 100 helps me play my bigger 100. You know what I mean? Like for the Hunter is not my main. So I don't focus on it so much. But if I get to sit down and do some questing on my hunt, you know, on my Iron Hunter, then when it comes to my main, you know, my big hunter, that it can help me do that. So, I mean, I'm probably lucky I don't specifically play just challenge tunes. I play all things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I find for me that it is, it does help me play, you know, my other tunes, which is really good. But we're all in that learning, you know, that learning part, because there's so much new stuff that's in, which is exciting, but also it can be very overwhelming at the same time.
I want to say be careful, because it didn't get picked up, because technically we don't look at level one. We don't look at max level characters once they've hit max. We did lose a max level 100 iron since the pre-patch. And so we'll, that one I think will be getting picked up. Oh, is Bob messing around? That one, I guess, will be picked up in the next, when we unlock level 100s and go to level 110 as our max. Basically, Saya Forsey. So it's Aya that we've had on as a guest. He lost his hunter. I can't remember exactly how right now. He did post it in the Death Rage thread. But I think it came out to, it came down to like not really being prepared for certain things and trying to test things out, and he ended up dying. So, you know, even though you have your spec and you have a nice big toolkit and you might feel strong, you can still just die. And you can still die quickly, because you don't really have a ton of health, right? So just be careful.
Tread wary.
Please.
Please. Exactly. But good luck, everyone. It's exciting times. We'll see, you know, where it all goes from here. So Legion is coming. Are you prepared, Stone?
I am, sort of. Not, kind of.
I am. I am not prepared.
So, okay, so it's that time of the show where we're going bye-byes. When's our next... Yeah, okay. Oh, I did update it. Never mind. Okay. So I'm done my one beer, and I haven't had another. I'm doing okay. So, and Carrie should be on her way home. She texted me. I said, eh, about another 10 more minutes, so I'm trying to, you know, move things along, and so I should stop talking and get on with it, Stone.
That's okay.
Wrap her up, Stone. All right, our next show will be Saturday, July the 30th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and, and that would be Sunday, July the 31st. She's leaving now from the store, so she should be here soon. Sunday, July the 31st, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time on Sunday morning. So hopefully you can make it for that.
Excellent. All right.
You can I'll go ahead with the next part because I was going to do it, but I was going to do it, but I'm like,
No problem. All right, so the WoW Challenges website is at wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/wowchallenges. So if you feel like you need to ask Stone, always Stone, questions, and you're on Facebook, you can send him a message.
You know what? I swear I'm going to not answer one, and I'm going to wait for you to answer it.
Excellent. It might be a while. Answer by the time I'm awake. Anyway, check out the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. And remember, come catch us live every week at twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Wow Challenges, as well as two other podcasts, Adventures in Azeroth, which I co-host with my wonderful co-host here, Lita, and the Richter Scale podcast, which I'm a co-host with Richter. We go live with that one at 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday nights. So where can we find you, Lita?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Lita Wow. That's LETAWOW. Don't forget, you can listen to my my other shows as well. Is Behind the Avatar, Ventures in Azeroth with that dude over there. I'm pointing at the camera. No one can see me. That's really good.
Are you gonna? Are you finally going to? Anyways.
No, shush. And Geektopia podcast. I do a geeky show with Ben and Steve, which is a lot of fun. Thank you to Mark Conan. We love our intro. He did an awesome job on that. If you want to contact Mark Conan, he's on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And he's also part of Torrent Think Tank, so you can contact him via that. So next week, we will be back live again. And ready to rock and roll. See what the week's been like.
I get first shot at you having a cam on. Just saying.
No.
I get first shot now.
Yeah. Now. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, it's time to wrap up. Carrie's coming. Happy birthday, Carrie. She can't hear us.
You can find Lita on Twitter at Lita Wow. That's how you got to do it. You have to do it like Batman.
You know I can't do voices. I can't sing, I can't dance, and I can't do voices.
And you can find me, Lita, on Twitter at Lita Wow, and on the podcast Behind the Avatar, Adventures in Azeroth, and Geektopia.
Yes, squirrel. Say goodbye.
Okay. Thank you for watching. thanks for the emails, and we'll see you next time. And again,
next week.
If you see anything weird, email me, okay? See you later. Bye.
Bye! The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.